Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We are fresh back from Murphy's Law that went down at One Center Square in Easton. We had a fucking blast. The whole crew was there. Jaeger for everybody. PBR for everybody. Let's get to the Pinkerton Thugs now. All right, that was the Pinkerton Thugs coming out of, I don't know, Maine, Boston, one of them northern places. Paul Unseen on vocals. How you guys doing? Andrew Bedlam on the mic. Thanks for hanging out with us. Sound like I'm going through puberty here. I guess my voice is still a little fucked up from Murphy's Law. I think I'm doing pretty good. Jessica sounds like shit. I don't know how Jessica survived that show. I've been with Jessica to much more relaxed shows, and it was too hot for her, and she'd always have to leave. She was up front all goddamn night. I think it's that's because that's where all the free Jaeger was. So, you know, that gave Jessica motivation to stay right up front and pogo all night long. Everybody was there, had a blast. All the locals, a lot of fun. Pre-gaming at Mother's first, then over to the overpriced One Center Square. I hear a lot of bad things about One Center Square, and I see why. But at the same time, if I got to be honest, just being there as a paying customer and not one of the bands or working with them, I had a lot of fun. The security wasn't dickheads. They let everybody on stage, run around, crowd surf. Drinks way overpriced. So sorry, if you're going to go there, make sure you go somewhere else first, because they will let you outside to smoke. But if they see you like leave the general area and they think you're going to another bar, they won't let you back in. So you got to get your pregame on, then head down to One Center Square, and then it's a pretty good time, speaking as a customer, if you will. Now, I also got some pictures up on the sites and a couple of videos over at
PogoCityRadio.com.
You guys can catch them out on the Facebook, all over the place, the Instagram. Just search Pogo City Radio. We're there. And we had a great time with Murphy's Law. So why don't we let the music keep on playing? Gonna have to wrap this one up quickly today. So let's keep it heavy with the tunes. And here is, that is not the right band that we are supposed to play. I want to hear The Oppressed. Where are The Oppressed? Let's go find The Oppressed. Come on, goddammit. I'm trying to stall and it is not working. Here we are. Let's do The Oppressed with AFA. All right, we're going to keep things rocking right along. Opened up this show with Paul and the Pinkerton Thugs. Here he is now with The Unseen on drums. Coming off show, This Is Freedom. Yeah. All right, that was The Unseen with So This Is Freedom. Paul there on guitar, by the way. Mark playing drums in that song. Said it backwards before. But yeah, that was definitely one of my favorite albums in high school. Everybody I knew in high school, all about The Unseen. Everybody, that was like one of the biggest bands to everybody around here when I was in high school. And yeah, we're actually being able, haven't seen them in fucking years. I mean, I haven't seen The Unseen in probably 15, 16 years, I'm thinking. And we are going to catch them with Violent Society in Brooklyn on the 21st of April. So they got tickets pre-sale if you guys go over to the Facebook link. And that's The Unseen and Violent Society from Philly going down April 21st. Now, yesterday, St. Patrick's Day, kind of had, you know, St. Patrick's Day fun the night before at Murphy's Law, and a couple nights earlier than that at Dropkick Murphy's. So yesterday we were all just chilling and stuff, and I ended up over at Harpo's house and Terry's house, and they were telling me, they gave me a bunch of fucking t-shirts, and I actually don't have one in front of me. United Punk. They gave me a bunch of t-shirts, pins, some tote bags, and I guess Terry, Harpo's wife from Niblick, made this movie a couple years back, 2012, financed it through Kickstarter. She said it went great. It hasn't really been released. They just do showings. So I got a bunch of t-shirts for it. It's pretty cool. You know, it's got an American flag on it. It says United Punk, and it's got some dude giving the finger standing out in the front. I have them in black and white, and a couple of the pins I have in color and stuff. So if you guys run into me, remind me to get you one. It's a cool logo. She said she's tweaking it a little, and she wants to start doing showings again in about a year. And the movie features Wretched Ones, Blank 77, Niblick, a bunch of others. She said just all their people from their crew and their area. So I would really like to see that. Can't wait for one of the showings. Why don't we get to her husband's band now, Niblick Hembane, with some Go Away. This one's for my man Black Zach.
People
All right, that was some Niblick Henbane, Go Away, coming off the Go Away album. And really, I really love that song. I listened to that song so much during the week. The fucking guitar, the long-ass guitar intro is just fucking kick-ass, right? And fucking, it reminds me of something Black Zach would write. Like, that's exactly how his intros would be. I told you on the last show, he loved ripping off Defiance. I loved ripping off Blanks when we did the Fast songs, and then he ripped off Defiance, and he wrote most of the music. I wrote most of the lyrics. Zach a wee bit more talented than I am, but hey, at least I can admit it, you know what I mean? And the one thing about me and Zach, we always knew how to play off each other. But that song, that intro, Go Away, and it's Harpo's voice being so, like, rough and mean, and then the backing vocals being, like, pretty with the music, the contrast is just awesome. I love it. I love the way Harpo's, like, so, oi, oi, and, like, mean sounding, and in the background, they're like, oh, it's fucking cool. Fucking cool. Sorry you just had to suffer through my, like, opera impression or whatever the fuck that was. So we've been hanging out a lot in New England today, a lot in Jersey, as we always do. So let's head a little further out west. And where are we going to go? To Utah. Let's go out to Salt Lake City and do No Luck with Endless Struggle.
Always got me head in hand. No matter how bad you fuck me over, I always riggity, riggity, wreck, son!
All right, that was Endless Struggle.
I know things are getting tougher when you can't get the top off the bottom of the barrel. What up and roar my future now? Looking fucking narrow.
Five-y. That there is Operation Ivy for all you skanking bastards out there. Now, going to be wrapping this one up soon. Got a couple more tracks for you. Now, this first one, also a band that I haven't seen in a very long time. And the last time I did, one of our boys got me thrown out right at the beginning of our set. This was like 16 years ago at GBH. Croc Rock, maybe it was more like 13 years ago, and who the fuck were they playing with? GBH, and I don't fucking remember. I'm pretty sure it was somebody good. You know what it was? The Addicts were playing down the street. The Addicts were playing down the street at the Sterling in Allentown, and the idea was we were going to go to GBH, and then GBH was earlier, and then we were going to go down the street along with everybody else for the Addicts. But see, we were kind of drug addicts back then, and then we didn't have enough money to get into the Addicts after GBH, and we got thrown out of GBH, and we kind of missed both of them. So it did not work out well. So hopefully when we go and catch these guys at Voltage in Philly with the virus on, what the fuck is that show? I think it's June. It is June 22nd, so quite a ways away. June 22nd, Philly, GBH, and the virus. Well, Philly's not a band. Philly's the place. GBH and the virus. All right, let's get to some live GBH right here. One of my favorites, Alcohol on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
I can't.
some GBH on Pogo City Radio. Let's head back to New York with the Dolls. All right, now, we're going to get out of here in a second, but that song just made me think of a funny little story. You know, we had Valentine's Day last month, right? Pretty much a month ago. And the lovely rude girl Jessica got me a, you know, some kind of teddy bear with, like, batteries. It was holding a heart, and it danced, and the heart said, hot, 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 and it blinked, and it played Buster Poindexter. How you feeling? Hot, hot, hot. Right, so we, if you don't know, which I'm sure you do, fucking the singer of the New York Dolls, David Johansen, is also Buster Poindexter later in life and sings that fucking song that everybody does the limbo to under the name Buster Poindexter. So the other toys, we got our daughters like stuffed animals and shit like that. I forget how it ended up happening, but one of them was named Buster, the girl named it, the other one, and then Jess called my heart one Poindexter. So we had Buster and Poindexter for fucking Valentine's Day here and some David Johansen. And you know what? I was going to get out of here. I got one more song queued up, but sorry, I got to do it. It's time for a Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches!
What's up?
Right, a Pogo City wild card. This is where we play something a little off format. And we are gonna, if you haven't guessed it, we're gonna have to do some Buster Poindexter, hot, 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 on Pogo City Radio for some goddamn reason. Have fun.
Olé!
Olé, 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 olé.
so we got rum bum bum bum. Yeah, we're rum bum bum bum. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh, Lord.
You love a rum bum bum.
See people rocking, hear people chanting, feeling hot, hot, hot. Spirit. Come on, let's do it. Feeling hot, hot, hot. It's in the air, celebration time. Music sweet, captivate your mind. We have this party song, this fundamental jam. So we got rum bum bum bum. Yeah, we're rum bum bum bum. Feeling hot, hot.
Poindexter, hot, hot, hot. David Johansen, wild card bitches. Gonna get out of here with some Blank 77. Now remember, you guys can catch them Friday at Bowery Electric, Kenny Kendrick Memorial Service Show, fucking March 23rd, this Friday. Free show, so get out there and enjoy them now. I want to be a punk.
All aboard!
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. Catch you next week. Remember to go to thepogocityradio.com for more.